With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump heard some boos and jeers when he addressed the Libertarian Party convention in Washington, D.C. today. Mr. Trump says MAGA Republicans are against Marxism and socialism.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
The former president making the most of his out-of-court time campaigning. He's scheduled to be back before the judge Tuesday when final arguments are set to begin in his criminal case. Meanwhile, the Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll yesterday showed 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, while 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. The poll finds Mr. Biden's approval decline on issues of economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, the conflict in Israel, and the general direction of the country. Also at SRNnews.com, a PGA player dies after withdrawing from this week's tournament.
Two-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray has died at age 30. His management team announced his death one day after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge at Colonial. No cause of death was given, with GSE Worldwide saying it will hold off on commenting until it learns further details. Murray won the Sony Open in a playoff this year and captured his first PGA win in 2023. He had dealt with alcohol and mental issues in the past, but had turned his game around recently. Commissioner Jay Monahan says Murray's parents asked that the tournament continue. I'm Dave Ferry.
Meanwhile, Davis Riley has a four-shot lead over hometown favorite and Masters champ Scottie Scheffler. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is under fire in Peru.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on student sex. The ACLU claims the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a band event but was told by the principal he could not represent the school dressed like that. This is SRN News. A termination letter involving a former top official who ran West Virginia's foster care services is public information.
That's the ruling from a state appeals court siding with the TV station that was denied the letter. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Thomas Scar says the public interest in the termination of former Department of Health and Human Resources Deputy Secretary Jeremiah Samples outweighs concerns about privacy violations. The judges demanded a lower court direct the department to release the letter penned by former Department Secretary Bill Crouch to television station WSAZ. Jason Walker reporting.
An AP NORC poll in 2021 found most Americans don't discuss the possibility of long-term care, let alone prepare for it. Finding the right long-term care option may come down to which facility has an opening and can accommodate a particular person's needs. SRN News.